He led them forth by the right way. Psalms 107:7. When God allows something to happen to you that you didn't think he would allow, you naturally ask, why? The prophet Habakkuk asked, why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? Habakkuk 1:3. Job cried, when I looked for good, evil came to me, and when I waited for light, then came darkness. Job 30:26. It was only yesterday you said, I shall never be moved, but you hid your face, and now I'm troubled. Psalms 36-7. Yesterday I was sure of my relationship with Christ, but now I wonder, and my hopes are clouded. Yesterday I could climb to the highest mountain and view the landscape and rejoice with confidence in the blessed hope, but today my spirit is fallen with many fears. Is this part of God's plan for me? Can this be the way God needs to prepare me for heaven? Yes, by faith I must drink this bitter cup. The darkness of my mind, the fainting of my hope, all these things are but parts of God's method of making me ready for the great inheritance. These trials are waves that force me to cling desperately to the rock. As David said, he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. Their soul melts because of trouble. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet, so he guides them to their desired haven. Psalms 107:25 to 30. O saint, don't think your sorrows are out of God's plan. They're a necessary part of it. We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God, Acts 14:22. So count it all joy when you fall into various trials, James 1:1. O let my trembling soul be still, and wait thy wise, thy holy will. I cannot, Lord, thy purpose see, yet all is well since ruled by thee.